Chapter 3, June 9th, 1902. It's right pretty country. Cottonwoods, live oaks, even some walnut and pecan trees line the banks of the verdigris and grand rivers, and tall grass, interspersed with sunflowers and Indian paintbrushes, waved along the rolling hills where the two rivers joined the sandy Arkansas River. That's how this place got its name, Three Forks. Erskine Jones cursed the mules, pulled on the lines, and halted the tumbleweed wagon at the Texas Roads cattle ford near where the Grand flowed into the Arkansas. He whipped off his pork pie hat, slapped it on the spring seat beside him, stopped swearing at the mules, and cussed out Bass Reeves instead.
"Damnation, Bass, you said we was going to Marshalltown. How the hell do you expect me to get there if I don't cross this river?"
Bass rode alongside the prison wagon on his sorrel.
"We camp here tonight."
"Hell's bells, Bass!" Erskine Jones slammed his hat again. "There's plenty of daylight left."
"Make camp," Bass said bluntly. "Over yonder."
"You act as if you want that boy Yorn to get away. Hellfire and ruination. I know Doc Bennett was making a serious error of judgment sending you after that kid."
I spurred to bay and shot past Bass, who was turning in the saddle toward Erskine Jones. "You best shut up," I told our tumbleweed wagon driver and cook, "and just do as you're ordered." Muttering a few foul oaths, he slammed the hat back on his head, gathered the lines, and turned the tumbleweed wagon around, talking to himself while first clucking at the mules, then singing a song, all the while easing the wagon off the Texas road. Erskine and I followed Bass to a long dead and uprooted cottonwood several rods from the banks. Erskine Jones was part Choctaw, mad as a hatter. His gut looked like a balloon, his hair thinning on top, but with a salt and pepper beard thicker than the canebrakes that once dominated the banks of the Arkansas. That beard stretched down to the lowest button on his pullover muslin shirt. He had maybe 6 teeth left in his mouth. His right pinky was minus the first 2 knuckles, and when he walked...